When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support the best show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best. Let's see who's good here. Who's good here, Mike? All right, let's check it out. Best Show, you're on the air.
What up, douche? Are you up all night to get lucky?
Oh, no. It's only one person calls me douche on these things. Is this who I think it is?
It is if you think it's Darren.
Uh-huh, I did think it was you.
Did you like what I did?
What's that, the song you just did?
Yeah, it sounded like I was Daft Punk, didn't it?
Well, I mean, not really, but I it sounded like you were trying to sound like Daft Punk.
Wait, so you've heard of them?
Have I heard of Daft Punk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's this group everyone, including me, loves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They really got people talking.
Yeah, they got people talking. That's, I gotta say, Darren, you're a little late to the Daft Punk party, I guess.
What?
Yeah.
I can't be.
Well, that album is like a year, like at least a year old, and that, that was everybody was talking about that back in like 2013, I think that was.
They were?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well. Huh. I gotta, for people who don't know, This is Darren Ploppleton, who I work with at my day job over at Consolidated Cardboard.
Ow! Oh!
What's wrong?
I'm sorry. Hang on. I just stubbed my toe on one of those pebbled garbage cans. Oof, man.
Ooh. Oh, that hurts.
I mean, I know those things help put this town on the map, but, man, when you bang your toe on one of those, it really hurts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like banging your foot against a shark's back upper molar like Rob Schneider did in Jaws.
Rob Schneider? Rob Scheider. No, Roy Scheider was in Jaws. Not
yeah,
Rob.
The guy who said this boat needs to be way bigger.
that I think you're even getting a different guy mixed up here. You think you're all over the map here with that one.
I don't think
there.
I am. Who do you think I'm doing?
You said Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
Rob Schneider was not in Jaws.
What was he in?
He was in The Animal and Deuce Bigelow.
Looks like you need to go back to rock school. I think you're thinking of Eric Burdon.
No, he was in The Animals.
Yeah.
Eric Burdon.
I know.
Was in a band.
Yes, I just took you to school.
Well, The Animal was a movie.
It was?
Yeah. Oh,
I don't get it. I don't like it. I don't get it. I don't want it.
Wow, you really, whatever it is, you are
pretty adamant, right?
It is not your thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, what about the Super Bowl? Did you watch it?
I did, yeah.
Well, you know, I stopped following football because they wouldn't let Aaron Hernandez play anymore. but I made an exception Sunday night.
you stopped watching because he played in the league and it turned out he was he committed murder. Oh, well, allegedly, but he's an alleged murderer.
Yeah, the key word is alleged. You know, it hasn't been proven. Mm-hmm. And I think he should be given the benefit of the doubt because, A, this is America, mm-hmm. and, B, because he's physically big and also famous.
Oh, okay, so he should be – that's what earns him the benefit of the doubt?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what, though.
What's that?
I didn't realize how many Rastafarians are in the NFL. I mean, I wasn't sure if I was watching the Super Bowl or a Steel Pulse concert.
That's a little out there.
It's an astute observation.
It's an astute observation.
It is. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I might call it a different kind of observation, but...
Well, you know, it reminds me of that time that we started skanking at the Police concert, and uh-huh. then someone in the upper balcony nailed us with those fully loaded chili dogs.
Mm-hmm.
That was something. It was like the guy buys two of them,
uh-huh.
and he must have just walked right from the concession stand and immediately fired them down on us.
Yeah, yeah.
That was nuts. But, you know, we didn't care. We were just grooving to Sting and the other two guys, right?
Yeah, that was one of those memories that you kind of try to slide to the back burner a little bit.
Can I ask something?
What's that?
Do you still have your ska beanie? You love that thing.
Look, again, being a teenager is, it's a tightrope to be a
right?
teenager.
It sure is.
You try different styles and you try things and maybe they work. Maybe it's the thing that works for you for the rest of your life. Maybe it's the thing that you end up, stuffing into the bottom drawer of your dresser back at the house you grew up in.
Speaking of,
man,
I wish we still had that tape that we did back in '85 of our version of Pink Floyd's The Wall. Man, we really worked hard on the New Bridge Wall.
Well,
I hate that it's gone.
Yeah, Darren, I gotta say,
are you sure you don't have a tape?
I definitely. I don't have a tape, and I'm glad I don't have a tape. The less said about the what we were doing back then. Again, you're a kid. You're trying things out, and the less said about that, the better.
Well, hey, look, I don't know if I should bring this up, but I saw your mailman Skip yesterday at Bickering Yoga.
Well, you do Bikram Yoga?
No, Bickering Yoga.
Bickering yoga.
Yeah.
What is
it? It's where you pair off in a hot room with a partner, and then you yell at each other while doing yoga. It's super intense.
Bickering yoga.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought it was just like a hot room.
Oh, it's a very hot room, and I'll tell you, the conversation gets really hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's bad. But I'll tell you, I was not paired with Skip, but he was there, and he got paired with Iron Wilkes, you know, from Iron's Reggae Challenge and Iron's Prog Rock Challenge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They got into it.
At Bickering Yoga.
Yes. And at one point, Skip was – see if you can picture this. Skip was whipping Iron with Iron's waist-length dreadlocks. But then Iron started strangling Skip with the straps of Skip's mailbag.
Okay,
yeah, Skip brought his mailbag to yoga.
All right, I'm trying to picture this. My mailman Skip brings. Well, first of all, my mailman Skip does yoga, which is a surprise. Right, that almost is enough right there that my mailman is a yoga enthusiast. But he's doing this kind of aggressive. Mm-hmm. Yoga where he's yelling at other people.
Yeah.
And he's in a fight with Iron Wilkes, who everybody knows from just he's been on the scene forever in Newbridge. And but he's whipping Skip is whipping Iron with Iron's own dreadlocks?
His waist length dreads, yes.
But then Iron's beating Skip with his mailbag.
Yep.
Wow. It sounds like the opposite of what the point of that whole yoga thing is supposed to be.
It is, and it really turned me off of that whole scene to the point where I think I'm going to try New Broga this weekend.
But you're going to... What is New Broga?
Yeah, haven't you heard of this?
No, what is New Broga?
Well, there's Broga. You know, that's like yoga for dudes, and that's a whole thing that's been in the news lately. New Broga is this other kind of yoga where they blast like Korn, Bizkit, Puddle of Mud, and those other great groups, and you wear like these backwards baseball caps, oversized sweatshirts, and these shorts that are made of super thick wool, and it makes you sweat your crotch marbles off, man.
New bro, that's so you're why it's like that new metal is playing.
Yeah,
the worst music imaginable.
Wait, what?
Well, you are a fan of that stuff.
I am. Yeah,
I had no idea.
Really gets me going.
Puddle of Mud.
I can't wait to sweat my crotch marbles off, Tom.
Again, that's the second time I tried to. I hoped you wouldn't address that again and say that all again, but you seem to be strangely proud of.
Well, it's part of their motto. It says you'll come here and you'll sweat your crotch marbles off, Tom.
It says Tom in the
comma Tom. Yeah, I guess it's like saying Bud.
Oh, I did. That's well. That I don't. I hope that's not a thing that catches on.
I don't know.
That Tom would be the next, just like chief or guy.
Buddy. I love when people call me Buddy, Tom.
And it's always funny. They call you Buddy, and it's they're probably not.
They're not trying to be a wiseacre.
Well, yeah, no, not at all. No, they think they're actually. It's probably like the. I'm sure a lot of friendships have started when somebody calls the other guy Buddy.
Well, when someone does it to me, you can bet an enemy ship is setting sail. See how I turned it into like an actual ship?
It wasn't just friendship. You went with the ship part of it more than the just as much as the friend part of it.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's get real for a second. All right. How you doing? I know it's been a weird
year. It's been a tough few weeks, you know, just stuff going on, and I had this guy from my elementary school who, like, I barely remember showed up at my house on Saturday. It's Billy.
Billy?
Yeah. On Saturday morning, showed unannounced at my door.
Just showed up?
Yeah, just shows up. He said he was driving from Texas to Vermont, like passing from Texas, like up and over, and his car breaks down in Newbridge, and that I'm the only person he thought of to get a hold of, or he could get a hold of. And then it's Saturday morning, he knocks on my door, and then I'm stuck with this guy all day and all night on Saturday.
Doing what? You just had to, like, hang out with him?
Just while he's getting his car fixed, it just blew
a whole day and night.
Blew my entire day and night.
Oof, that's a bummer.
Yeah, and he's like a... And it's like, look, I'm not trying to judge, like, appearances,
right.
People's appearances, but it's like, hanging around him was just... He has a very odd look, and it got a lot of attention. Like, he had this big bushy mustache, and he had this giant cowboy hat on, like I guess it's like a 10-gallon hat.
Who's the guy with the super deep voice? Is that Sam? That's not Sam Neill, is it? What? It's Sam something. What's his name?
Sam Elliott.
Does all the commercials for the cars, and he talks like that.
The guy who talks like this.
Yeah, oh, you do it really well.
I want to tell you about Coors.
Do him talking about I don't know, who's the guy, Gigi Allen?
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
Talking about Gigi Allen,
Well, like he's doing an ad for Gigi.
Oh, okay.
Allen.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I want to tell you about a friend of mine, Gigi Allen. He's got a new record on Black and Blue. Was that his label?
I don't know.
Something like
that. You're into that punk crap.
That's right. Yeah.
He's got a new record called Public Animal Number One on Black and Blue Records, Gigi Allen. So, yeah.
I like that.
Oh, thanks.
Anyway, sorry. I'm just...
So, but yeah, he had that kind of hat. And
okay. It
was just odd. And then it's like if The Weeknd wasn't bad enough to, like,
right. To
cap it off, like my cable and my cell service and my internet were all out.
What?
All weekend long.
Really?
Yeah. Bizarre.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, when do all three things happen like that?
Never. I wonder if it was like a rolling blackout?
I don't know what it was. It lasted all weekend.
Oh, that's a bummer. That's rough. You know what you should do?
What's that?
After a weekend like that, just, you know, just treat yourself. You should take a day off yourself and, I don't know, go to the movies or something.
Okay. That's not a bad idea.
I'll tell you what. I saw A Most Violent Year Sunday. Have you seen that thing?
A Most Violent Year? No, I have not seen that yet.
Oh, my God. It's great. It's without a doubt the most gripping movie about a camel hair coat you will ever see.
I have no idea what you're talking about. It's about a camel hair coat?
Yeah, yeah. It's a story of one very driven camel hair coat's rise to the top of the New York City heating oil industry.
This is the movie that has, Oscar Isaac is the guy's name? He's like the lead in that movie?
Oh, you know, he might be the thing that wears the camel hair coat.
The thing that, okay, oh, this is so stupid. Darren,
what?
I'm sorry. You watch this movie, it sounds like another one of your kind of baked film festival kind of things that you always seem to have.
Well, I smoke a little dube sometimes before I go to the cinema.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't this time.
You weren't high.
Well, maybe I was high on my victory. I don't. Oops.
Wait. Why are you saying what victory?
It's nothing, man.
No. What else
were you doing this weekend?
No. You said you were high on your victory. What victory? What did you win something?
No, look, seriously, it's nothing. It's nothing.
No. You can tell me. Come on.
What's the best Gigi Allen album?
What's that?
What's the best Gigi Allen album?
They're all great. It's hard to pick a best one. But no,
cool.
don't change it.
I'll get one.
What's that?
I'll get one.
Okay, you should. Just, you know, check them out. But that's not what we're talking about now, Darren. You said something about a victory that you were celebrating. I mean, is this? Did the Pin Pounders win the championship or something? Because you're in the, I know you're in the league for the team for Consolidated Cardboard.
No, that match is this weekend.
Okay, so it wasn't the bowling.
No.
Look, just tell me what you won.
Outstanding performance on a comedy podcast.
What's that?
Outstanding performance in a comedy podcast.
Wait. What? Wait, say that again?
Outstanding performance in a comedy podcast.
I actually have outstanding performance in a comedy podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You won that.
Yeah.
You won Outstanding Performance in a Comedy. Where did you win Outstanding Performance in a Comedy Podcast?
Look, man, I should go. My beans are burning.
No, I thought you were outside.
Well, I was, but now I'm inside and my pizza's burning.
You said your beans were burning.
Oh.
Come on. What's going on, Darren?
Nothing. Stop grilling my ass, man. Who are you, Pol Pot?
Just be straight with me, Darren. Who gave you an award for outstanding performance in a comedy podcast?
It was just some dumb award show that happened on Saturday night.
An award show on Saturday night. What was the award show?
New Bridge Comedy Awards.
What's that?
The New Bridge Comedy Awards.
The New Bridge Comedy. All right. When and where were the New Bridge Comedy Awards?
Saturday night at the New Bridge Comedy Pavilion.
Again, you keep mumbling. I don't know why you. It's like you mumble and then you say it clearly. Where was it?
Saturday night at the New Bridge Comedy Pavilion.
I don't even know what the New Bridge Comedy Pavilion is. There's a New Bridge Comedy Pavilion?
Yeah.
How did I not know about this or the show? Or how did I not know?
I don't know. I mean, look, it was just a stupid little thing, Tommy. It was like a nothing event. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. So it's like the New Bridge Comedy Awards.
Right?
What is this? Some, I guess it's kind of, I guess this is award season now. So,
right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I guess it's time for the Grammys and then the Oscars and the Golden Globes.
Right.
And the New Bridge Comedy Awards. All the titans.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, please, what heavyweights were on hand for the New Bridge Comedy Awards held at a place that I did not even know existed until you just mentioned it?
Well, the recipients of the awards were all from New Bridge and mm-hmm. the other towns that make up the Quint Cities. But if you mean who was on hand to present the awards, trying to remember. Todd Barry, Zach Galifianakis, Eugene Merman, John Benjamin, Vanessa Bayer, John Daly, Jen Kirkman, Mark Maron, Chris Elliott, Andrea Martin, Adam Resnick, Martin Short was there.
Oh my God. That's like those are like real people.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some musical interludes too, all throughout the night.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, who played at it?
Let me see here. Carl Newman, Kurt Vile, the Gas Station Dogs played, Coco Haynes, Monster Magnet, who else? Big Dipper, Pout, Corey Harris's Mother 13 featuring Corey Harris. Ben Gibbard did a couple songs too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, this is. Now I'm getting angry at this.
Why?
Because these are all people. Everybody you just named in both categories have been on this show.
Really? They have?
Yeah. Yeah, they have. Every single one of those people.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know what to say about that. Well,
okay. All right. Who won awards at this thing?
Let me think. Try to remember. Some of the categories were like funniest movie, mm-hmm. and that went to Half Animal, Part Party Machine.
Uh huh.
Which is, of course, the film that was shot in Newbridge last year and was written and directed by the Laugh Pack.
The Laugh Pack. Who or what is the Laugh Pack?
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's only the hottest new film team in Weirdowood.
Uh-huh.
Peyton Reed.
Uh-huh.
Jason Wallner, Phil Morrison, and McGee Jr.
McGee Jr.?
Yeah.
Not McGee.
No, his son. He's 13. Why?
The Laugh Pack.
Yeah.
Ugh.
What else was there? Royden Ziegler won Funniest Actor in a Movie for Rambaki 3, The Search for Mickey's Hat.
That's the plot of Rambaki 3.
Yes.
Which,
yeah.
For people, if there's anybody who doesn't know about the Rambaki franchise.
I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but it's, I can't even remember, it's like half Rambo, half Rocky.
Right, right. What else was there? Best Newcomer, that went to Jello Man for his comedy album, Let Me Put My Shot in Your Mouth.
Jello Man.
Yeah, have you heard of him?
Yeah, I have heard of Jello Man. That's, okay. Yeah, sure.
Best Comeback was Judge Montgomery Davies for his stand-up show, Pumped for Justice. It's really good. It's very funny. You wouldn't think he'd be funny, but he is.
Ugh, that's troubling. That's the
Bishop Pablo Fontana won Funniest Online Presence.
The holy man.
Yeah.
Who's like the pop culture guy, I guess.
They call him the pop culture pontiff. Yeah.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
His tweets are so funny, man. And you know, he's almost up to 2,000 followers.
2,000. He's almost at 2,000.
Yeah, not yet, though. I think he's at like 1,700.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, fingers crossed for him, I guess. It's like, I mean, look, I'm like 400 away from 100,000 followers.
Tom, it's Darren. You don't have to lie to me, okay?
I'm not lying.
You don't have 100,000 followers.
No, I have 99,600.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
What else was there? Funniest TV series. My brother won it. How cool is that?
Your brother won Funniest TV series.
Yeah. For his show Hammerhead. Have you seen this?
I have not seen Hammerhead.
Well, I can best describe it as Louie. If Louis was a middle-aged divorced father of two who sings in a New York City hardcore band. It's on the Shout Network.
And it's kind of, is it kind of stylized and moody the way Louis is?
Very moody, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at one point he gets into a fistfight with Harley Flanagan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. And then John Joseph comes to break it up and he kills John Joseph.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's
very, that's pretty moody, isn't it?
That's, I would say it's more than moody. That's I would say that's not moody at all.
Right, right. Well, what else was there? Funniest sports show?
Mm-hmm.
That went to Troy Renfro's Locker Room Shenanigans.
Okay, he was a football player from pro guy who he has the funniest sports show. Okay.
Yep.
And who, I never thought that guy was even a little funny. But
are
now,
you serious? Oh, he's great.
But now he's winning funniest.
Oh yeah, and when like someone does something like crude or something, he has the sound of a jockstrap snapping a buttocks. Is it buttock or buttocks? A bare buttock. Sounds weird, doesn't it? Is it buttocks?
It's not single. I've never heard it as a single buttock.
A bare buttock. Well, it's almost like a pant, a single pant.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
That is stupid. I think it's buttocks.
I think it is too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what else? Hot Rockin' Ronnie Fuqua got Funniest Radio Personality.
Really? Hot Rockin' Ronnie. A name.
He's a journeyman.
A guy who claimed for 15 years that I stole his radio show from him in 2000 over at WFMU. He claims I stole his show, which was not true at all.
Well, he said it so many times for so many years that it's become the truth. I'm sorry to have to say that to you.
Oh, is that how it works?
I think it does, yeah.
Just keep saying it enough.
Yep. But the most exciting award of the night was, of course, Entertainer of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who won Entertainer of the Year?
Right or wrong.
Just stop mumbling with this. You end up saying it clearly anyway.
Your brother, Ron.
Oh. My brother, Ron.
Yeah, and he also got Best Impressionist for this thing he does called The Joe Show. It's so funny. You have to hear this thing.
Oh, I've heard it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Yeah, The Joe Show, which he ripped off from me.
What?
That's all mine.
He says it's all his.
Yeah, well...
Joe Namath and Joe Walsh doing a talk show.
Yeah, no, that's mine.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I do know about it, Darren.
Okay.
Uh-huh. What did you win for again?
I won Outstanding Performance in a Comedy Podcast.
Uh-huh.
For my show D-Plops Pop Slop.
What is that again?
D-Plops Pop Slop. It's my podcast where I talk about pop culture and all the things that bug me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, the episode that nailed it for me was the one a few weeks ago where I was ragging on Billy Joel and I got this hashtag started called Billy Joel Stinks.
Yeah, it's one of my things. Another one of my things.
You mentioned Billy Joel on your CB radio show?
I
honestly haven't listened since it started up again.
Sure. Okay. Well, join the club, I guess.
Okay.
With some of these, it just yeah, it's not a CB radio show.
Okay.
And I've been doing this Billy Joel thing for a long time.
Hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, you know, well, I do know. And,
okay. Well, don't get mad.
Look, I just can't believe that the best show doesn't get a single... All these things you just named, this show, mm-hmm. a Newbridge Award show.
Right.
And this program does not get a single award.
Oh, that's not true. No, the best show garnered 3 Yuckle Doodles.
Wait, what's the award?
The Yuckle Doodle.
A Yuckle Doodle.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like the Oscar for these
mm-hmm.
awards? Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, what did the best show win?
Well, it won Best Theme Song.
Uh-huh.
By the Theme Weavers, I guess.
Theme Weavers, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Gary the Squirrel got Best Sidekick.
Okay, great.
And Funniest Associate Producer went to AP Mike.
AP Mike wins Funniest Associate Producer.
Yeah, unfortunately, Mike was unable to make the ceremony, so Patton accepted for him.
Wait, Patton Oswalt was there?
Yeah, he hosted the whole thing. Why?
Because I saw him recently, and he never mentioned anything about this.
Yeah, he was in Newbridge for at least a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. He was workshopping material at Yucknuts.
Which is the place out on Route 4323?
Yeah, it's that comedy/male strip club.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
No, I haven't.
Very weird, very uh-huh. weird place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so
for
he
a guide
was,
to go to.
So he was there.
Yes, yeah, and... tell you, man, he did this epic 5-hour appearance on Brother Ron's Reel the Best Show.
Uh-huh.
He said it might be the best thing he's ever done in his whole career. And I'll tell you, man, he passed out in the middle of it because he was so drained from all the hard truths that Ron squoze out of him.
Squoze?
Yeah.
I didn't know squoze was a... Is that a form of squeeze?
It's a past tense squeeze uh-huh. maneuver.
Okay. Well, yeah. You might want to check that one. You might want to talk to a teacher about that one, Darren.
Maybe I am a teacher.
Well, I know you're not, but...
I'm not.
I know you're not. We work together.
I know.
Maybe I'm a teacher.
Thought I could sneak that by you.
Yeah, you can. We sit across from each other every day.
Well...
At
you know
work.
What I do on my breaks. Maybe mm-hmm. I go teach somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So did you
I
and...
Don't.
Well, you, I know you... I know you don't.
Okay, well, don't yell.
No, it's just very frustrating for a thing to be in Newbridge and for all this to be going on and everybody on this show to clean up like that.
Well.
And, well, did you and Patton do anything while he was in town for, what, you said 2 weeks?
Not really. Just dinner every night, I guess.
Oh, just dinner every night.
Yeah, he'd take everybody out for burritos and enchiladas at Los Amigos.
Oh, I don't like how you say that, but okay. Took everyone... So Patton Oswalt took everyone out for burritos and enchiladas.
Yeah. And then we'd all drive over to Bayonne to party into the morning at Mass's Tavern.
Really?
Yeah.
Mass's Tavern, the bar that Mike works at sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what. One night, Miss Newbridge was there.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, this is between you and me. We made a love connection.
Okay.
And, look, she may be half my age, but I'll tell you one thing. She really took me to thigh school.
Ugh.
Oh. It was something else. And I'll tell you, man, I DJ'd until dawn every night.
Mm-hmm.
So much. It was so much fun. I'd bring my newest vintage 70s and 80s disco 12-inch singles, and I'd spin them into the wee hours.
Wait, what? Disco?
Yeah.
What is it with everybody suddenly? Everybody's into disco all of a sudden.
Disco rocks, Tom. I've always loved disco. You know that.
No, you've never said one word about disco our entire life.
Well, that's neither here nor there.
It's neither here nor there.
No, it's here nor there.
No, it's not. It's here nor there.
No, it's like you're consoling a woman named Nora. Like, it's like, come here, Nora.
Mm-hmm.
And she puts her head on your shoulder and you go, there, there.
That's not what it is.
What do you think it is?
It's neither here.
Right.
Nor there.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it makes all... Okay. Never mind.
Okay.
So...
Are you mad?
A little, yeah. Yeah, little. So, you sounds like you just had a real blast.
I'm not going to lie. It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I did cocaine a couple times, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Right.
I got to get more into that.
Sounds like a great plan. Yeah. That sounds like an awesome strategy.
Okay. Well.
Oh. I'm just picturing you guys hanging out all night long.
It was fun, man. I'll tell you one thing. Mike is quite the host.
Mike, yeah.
Yeah. He has this private area at Masses for special guests that he calls the Chiku Room.
It's really fun.
It sounds
like a real... party you guys had going on, and I just am having a very hard time wondering how literally everyone, but it's just like, and I just can't even wrap my head around how. There's a comedy, a Newbridge comedy award show,
mm-hmm.
and it has, I have no association to it or nothing to do with it, and I mean, if anybody in Newbridge should have been involved in the Newbridge comedy awards...
Right.
I mean, it should have been me.
Tom, I'm going to come at you with a hard truth, all right? Listen, Kern Pharmaceuticals, which was the sponsor of the Newbridge Comedy Awards, they knew that if you were nominated for something and you didn't win, you would go absolutely ape and most likely turn the Newbridge Comedy Pavilion into a car wash.
Uh-huh.
and there's no telling what kind of damage you could do if your hackles were sufficiently raised. I mean, you see their point, right?
No.
Well, conversely, if you did win, Kern was afraid that you'd use your acceptance speeches to settle scores with the hundreds and thousands of people who've screwed you over the years and kept you from living the life you feel you've been deprived of. That's an odd sentence.
Yeah. So that was what was behind.
Well, yeah, and basically the consensus was that you would cast a pall over the entire evening, and honestly, nobody wanted to deal with it, especially Jimmy Strauss.
Who is Jimmy Strauss? I've never heard of.
Really?
I don't know Jimmy. Why would Jimmy Strauss care about me? I don't even know who that is.
Well, Jimmy Strauss, he's the guy that was directing the Comedy Awards for the Shout Network.
Uh-huh.
He's Trenel Strauss's younger brother.
Oh, okay. So he's related to the... He's in the Strauss family.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, he's probably best known for that controversial, hard R-rated 1988 sex comedy about the PTL Club.
Mm-hmm.
Baker Does 'Em.
The PTL, which is the Jim Baker thing.
Yeah.
The Baker's Dozen?
No, Baker Does 'Em. It's a play on Baker's Dozen.
Ugh.
What?
I don't... Well, you didn't... I don't know why I'm getting mad at you. You didn't name the movie.
No. But, you know, I mean, he's good, though. He did all those great sitcoms back in the late 80s and early 90s.
Uh-huh. Like what?
Oh, off the top of my head, The Reggae Kid, Little Stinkers, Bible Todd, Earth, Wind, and Fido, Shutterbugs, Two in the Bush, what else? Dog Court, Horseshoes and Ham Grenades, Tight Faces, Hot Sody, Uncle Tupelo, Computer Babies.
Hey, Uncle Tupelo?
Mm-hmm.
That was a sitcom.
Yeah, it was about this kind of weird uncle who lives in Tupelo, Mississippi, and he claims that he's got some connection to Elvis. Didn't last long.
Uh-huh, all right.
Half an episode, I think.
Half an episode?
Yeah, they pulled it in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't his fault, though. What else did he do? He did Lord Almighty... Secretary of State Baseball, The Breeders, Fluff and Fold.
What is The Breeders?
What?
The Breeders.
Oh, that was a show about, what do you call it? When surrogate mothers.
Mm-hmm.
It was a comedy, yeah. Didn't last long.
Okay.
1.5 episodes.
Okay. So it outlasted Uncle Tupelo, at least.
It did, yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Pope Steve the First. Maple Syrup, Gym Rats, Daddy's Little Ghoul. What else did he do? Prison Tattoos, The Meat Men, Jeff Hitler Esquire.
The Meat Men. Mm-hmm. There's all these... Okay. I mean, that's a... You keep naming bands as shows.
What? No, it was about these butchers.
Uh-huh. Funny. The Meat Men. Okay.
Yeah. Keeping it real... Pizza and pepperoni, fresh panties, jam on it. I dropped my wallet again.
Uh-huh. I'm not even going to ask you about that.
Oh, no.
What?
I dropped it in my doggie's food bowl.
You dropped your wallet in your doggie's food bowl?
I did, yeah.
Uh-huh. Is it dry or moist in there?
Moist. It's very moist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you dropped your wallet into your doggie's moist dog bowl.
I did.
Well, the bowl's not moist. The food is moist.
Well, now my wallet's moist.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, until Tony Iommi from Black Sabbath comes and eats it.
I don't know what that means.
That's my dog.
What is?
Tony Iommi from Black Sabbath.
Your dog's name is Tony Iommi?
Show my dog some respect. It's Tony Iommi from Black Sabbath.
Mutant.
Mutant. Yeah.
Okay, well.
4th and 99 he did. That was a great sports sitcom. Lawn Darts, Bonnie and Clydesdale, Exile on Wall Street, Motorcycle Face, Joey Kramer and Company, These Dogs Are Barking.
Well, with Joey Kramer and Company, that's not the Joey Kramer from...
Aerosmith.
From Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
The drummer.
Yeah.
He had a show.
Oh, he did, yeah.
A sitcom?
Yeah, it lasted 5 seasons.
Five seasons.
It did, yeah, until the end when he was he committed a crime, and then he gets up to play a show, and they have turned his drum set into an electric chair. They only showed it once.
Uh-huh. That seems to be a thing when they're gonna zap them. It seems like they don't want those episodes staying in circulation.
Well, Tom, you know why he got zapped?
Why?
He was a bad guy. He was a baddie.
Uh-huh. So they zapped him.
Yep. What else did he do? Hot Dog Patrol, Minor Threat.
Uh-huh. What, Minor Threat is another show?
Mm-hmm.
About the band Minor Threat?
What? There's a band called Minor Threat? No, it was about these children who were just irascible.
Okay.
But that's just to name a couple of the shows that he did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't even understand still how I didn't even hear about this thing. It's one thing that I don't win something.
Right.
Fine. That's neither here nor there. But it's like, for me, to not know about it is like a whole other level here.
I don't know. I guess, I don't know. If I were you, I'd maybe take it up with Maurice Kern specifically, or, oh no, uh-oh.
Oh, what does that mean?
Nothing.
Maurice Kern, the pharmaceutical, Kern Pharmaceuticals.
Oh, he's going to kill me for this.
Uh-huh. Why?
Look, when Maurice Kern made the decision to ape-list you from the awards,
mm-hmm.
You know, he wielded a lot of power. And basically, he just made everyone who was nominated or even involved in the show to take a vow of secrecy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's even heavier than a vow of silence.
A vow of secrecy.
Yeah, so essentially, if anyone told you about the awards, they'd be publicly flogged by Horse from Jock Squad while wearing only a diaper.
Really?
He'd wear the diaper, which is weird to me that...
That's weird, because you'd think if somebody was going to get flogged,
yeah,
the point of the punishment would be to have them in the...
Bare skin, right?
Yeah, you'd think.
Yeah.
But he's wearing the diaper.
I guess he likes that. I don't know.
Well, that's his business.
I don't know. Anyway, Kern made some calls, and he had your cable, your Wi-Fi, and your cell service turned off for several days so you wouldn't find out about the Comedy Awards. I know it's not cool.
Yeah, it's not cool. That is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's unsettling, I guess is the only thing I can comes to mind to describe it. That, you know, everybody would go to like extreme measures to keep this from me.
Are you mad?
Yes, I'm mad.
I'm sorry.
I just... you know, I mean, this whole thing happens on the weekend.
Right.
I'm nowhere near it. It's this giant blackout. My phone and my cell and my cable and everything's just cut.
Right.
Now, it turns out. And then, meanwhile, I'm stuck spending my whole weekend.
Right.
With this guy, Bill, it's like this guy from that I haven't seen that I don't even remember necessarily from elementary school, Billy. And I'm helping him get his car fixed and spend the whole weekend
shot, yeah.
Yeah, while were all you, this is going...
We're yucking it up over there.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second, Aaron.
What?
Just noticed the bag in the corner. Hold on.
What is it?
No, this looks like... It's with Mike's jacket. Hey, Mike, what is this bag next to your jacket? What's that? This bag. Like, what is this? What's in here?
The cabbie told me to hold that for him.
Uh-huh.
What's
well, no,
in
there,
it? What's in it?
There's a cowboy hat in here. Hold on. Hold on a second.
No.
What is it? What's going on?
No, there's a cowboy hat in this bag.
You said that guy Billy wore a cowboy hat.
Yeah, and then this bag also has an... This bag also has an eye patch in it and a fake mustache right with Mike's stuff.
Oof.
Yeah. Hey, Mike?
Yeah?
I'm going to ask you something. And you just be honest.
Okay.
Was that you pretending to be Billy and wasting my whole Saturday?
Why would I do something like that? I got stuff to do.
Oof.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, that's very uncomfortable.
Yeah. I can't believe. Look, he can say what he wants to say.
Oh wait,
is that your?
I think that might be Patton.
Oh, it's Patton.
Yeah,
honking. He's back in town.
Yeah, he's back in town. We're gonna go see A Most Violent Year. He's obsessed with that camel hair coat too.
Uh huh. Oh, there. Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely him. He has two horns.
Uh-huh.
Look, I got a roll, okay?
Well,
things will be better, I swear.
Darren, I just got to say, none of this is cool, and I'm really not happy that you would do that. And I'm really
I'm
not
coming.
Happy. I'm not happy with Mike.
I gotta go. It's Patton. I gotta go.
I don't know how Mike could do this to me, and I don't know how you could. Oh, he hung up. Okay. Well, great. Here we go. Mike, we are not going to speak of this. You're on the list. Just know it, Mike. Are you on the list, Mike? Yeah, you guess you are. You know you are. You're on the list. You're on the list, Mike. Billy. I thought that was weird. Kept drinking Coors all weekend. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best, and I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.